B-Pod Studios.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
We're gonna have a funky good time. 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 Now take 'em up, Fred.
Take 'em, James.
We gotta take you higher. Boom.
Do it one more time, James.
We gotta take you high. Hey, brother. Now I want everybody.
I'm just gonna let this keep going. I really don't want to do today's show.
How can you not?
I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't want to do today's show.
How can you deny soul, brother number one?
What?
Gotta take them high.
I might need a lot of James Brown today, as a matter of fact. I might need you to just play the hits today, Trey. Trey's tracks, that's what we might need for a day like today. Because I feel like the Eagles locker room is just a bunch of, I don't know, high school cafeteria girls. Like, I just feel like...
Mean girls.
Like, it really is. Like, are they wearing pink on Wednesdays? What are they doing here? Is that the day they wear pink? I don't even know. I've never actually seen the full movie.
I've seen bits and pieces.
But I wake up to this Josina Anderson, I see it yesterday. Yesterday I woke up to the Josina Anderson thing about somebody bitching and moaning about the front office not going out there and getting Jalen Ramsey.
Which is fair.
Which I agree with. Good for you. I champion that cause. Anytime you could, stick it to the boss a little bit, I guess, yeah, go for it. I understand that. I understand we're in that situation, you would need some anonymity. But in this... You're hurting the team. There's no way you're not hurting the team. There's no way this doesn't mess with Carson Wentz's mental state. And in case you didn't know, last year something very similar was said by Josina Anderson about another member of the Eagles offense. And it had to do with Zach Ertz and how much he was targeting Zach Ertz. We'll let you hear that again a little bit later in the show, just so you can go back and remember what happened last year. Oh, targeting Carson Wentz too much. Targeting Zach Ertz too much. Well, now somebody's saying that you got to know when to check out of a play or check down in a play. The way that it was reported, it made me think, okay, well, to check down, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, this is a check down Charlie offense already.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Like, Alshon Jeffrey, for instance, as we've highlighted before, is already experiencing a career low in terms of yards per catch.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to talk about checking down? This offense does not have a deep threat. This offense went through those 3 weeks, three straight weeks for the first time in almost 20 years, where they didn't complete a pass in the air of over 20 yards. Like, that's ridiculous. And now you want to talk about, oh, well, even Peyton Manning knew when to check down, as Josina Anderson reported yesterday on NFL Live on ESPN. She just went out and said, oh, yeah, well, even Peyton Manning knew when to check down. Yeah, Peyton Manning was a pretty good quarterback. He knew what to do. So I guess that was a dig at, oh, well, he knew when to check down when he had the open play down the field. Like, a guy that would air it out as much as Peyton Manning, even he knew when to check down. I don't know what the point is of saying that to a media member when you're in the middle of a season and you're trying to battle for first place on Sunday. Like, what the hell is going on in that locker room? I saw that report and I immediately was pissed off because I want to talk about how the Eagles need to win this game. We'll talk about that, and I promise you that will dominate the show more than locker room gossip. But this is something that just jumps out to you and pisses you off immediately, that somebody in that locker room, Trey, has the balls to go out and say this to a media member.
No, they don't have balls.
And not, well, what I'm saying is, I'm sorry, lack of brains.
They don't have balls when you're saying something like this at this point in the season and you don't put your name behind it.
That's okay. Perfect example. Perfect point. Yeah. Like, how do you not say this to your quarterback? How do you not say this even in closed doors in the locker room itself? How do you not say that? How do you take this to a reporter Thursday before you... Actually, no, this would have been Wednesday night. Wednesday night, the week of Dallas week, by the way, where it actually really means something. It's not just conjured up by the media. Hey, it's Cowboy week, everybody. Get excited. No, it's for first place. This game could not matter more. It could not be on a bigger stage than Sunday Night Football. And now on this week, somebody in that locker room wants to take shots at their quarterback.
Yeah.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, and then, I mean, come on, man. I mean, if you're going to be that type of person that wants to say something like that, go ahead and put your name on it. Let us know who you are. Don't hide behind this, oh, well, I don't want to reveal my source. Well, if you feel like you got to speak out like that at this point in the season, go ahead and put your name on it. Mm. Other than that, I don't have no respect for that.
Passive aggressiveness is the one thing that goes up my butt worse than anything in life. And for this to happen at this juncture of the season, and Trey, you know, we can all speculate what kind of effect this might have on the team, on the locker room, on Carson, but you would know. If you're a player, you see this, you hear this going on, how does it affect you?
It definitely doesn't help. It doesn't help at all when you have your teammates, when you're out. And then it's like Carson is out there battling his ass off every game. He's giving you everything that he has, every game, every play. And then for a player to come in and say something like that, I'm questioning the player. Well, what's your production looking like?
Yeah.
It must be somebody that's not producing themselves to come out and say something like that.
All right, J.J. Ortega-Whiteside it is. He's the rat.
Yeah.
He's the rat.
You know, which one is it?
Didn't think Nelson Agholor had it in him.
I would say Matt Collins, but he doesn't care.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, wait.
He'd call out the punter if he called out anybody.
Go ahead and put your name on it. That is some coward. Man, I wish I could. That is some coward mess.
Go in there. There's locker room. The locker room's open today.
I don't want to use the dump, but.
No, use my credential. No, you can go. No, I'm saying you can go.
I'm not going in there.
No, go there. Smack him around.
I'm not going in there.
Come on,
no,
Trey, please.
No, I don't
please.
Go to
he's
the
not going
to
associate himself with that.
I don't go to the locker room because. Look at the sensitivity that you have right now. And that's why I don't go to the locker room. Because I don't deal with all this sensitive mess.
Thank you for the self-edit. But let me ask you, okay. I had this thought and I checked myself. I went, no, that's a hot take. And then I examined further, not a hot take. At this point in his career, Carson Wentz is on pace for more drama than Donovan McNabb. At this point in his career, on pace for more drama than Donovan McNabb.
Okay, all right.
That's the God's honest truth.
That's true. It is true, right? I got you a gift, though.
You got me. You did get me a gift.
I got you a gift, man. First of all, like, you know, this is
hold on. Let me make sure.
This is what happens.
Yeah.
When I rap something, so it's kind of like, look, here you go. Because I don't rap.
I mean, rapping's hard.
I am horrible at rapping.
Here, man, here you go.
Yeah, I went to gift bags at age 17. When I started doing gifts,
gift bags are awesome.
Yeah, all right, so I'm holding this up for our audience on Twitch. Yeah. All right, now.
It's a basketball.
I do want to say this.
Go ahead and tilt it.
It's, okay, it's not wrapped, so you can see it on Twitch. Yeah. Now, when I lifted it up, it was just like. the beautiful bow, or whatever you call that, ribbon,
there you go.
Fell right off.
Hey, I mean, what you want?
Let's just put it on one more time.
I mean, what do you want?
Does it have a peel?
It's kind of like a toupee. I mean, you know, it just sits
there. Hold on 1 second.
You know.
We getting this?
Is that Jason Witten?
That's Jason Witten.
Welcome to Monday Night Football.
There you go.
Oh, Jamie, I'm going to wear this tonight when we do our LaSalle Wood broadcast. All right, here we go. It's on Twitch now. Okay, so here we go. I'm opening this wonderful box.
Yeah. Got you good.
Hold on a second. Is this anything? Is this for me or my cousin? I just want to make sure here.
Oh. Now that present will stay in the car.
What do we have here? Awesome.
Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, my God. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. No.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait for it.
Yeah. What's the back say?
Wait for it. Little toast.
It is
a Trey Thomas Eagles jersey, number 72, but on the back it says Lil Tuts.
That's awesome.
That is terrific.
Uncle Trey taking care of Lil Tuts.
Wow.
Thank you, buddy.
I couldn't get anything smaller.
Oh, dude.
They were sold out.
Yeah, next season, Skyler and Lil Tuts can wear them together.
There you go. Oh, my God. Wait, they'll think that Trey's the dad. That's pretty funny.
They could only be so lucky.
I'm like old boy on old school. Hey, you got a bread maker. Everybody gets a 72 jersey.
It's got six speeds.
Seriously, man, that's so nice, brother. Yeah. Hold on a minute. I got to get up for a minute.
There we go.
I'm hugging you.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, it's adorable.
Yeah.
Not the hug. Unlike the Eagles locker room.
Yeah.
We got to get Ryan. Ryan, Twitch, copy that. Send it over to the Eagles locker room.
See, that's how you
get
along.
That's what a locker room should look like.
I can't. Seriously, Trey, thank you so much. That's really awesome.
Yeah, man,
and I love the ribbon. I will wear that on the air tonight.
Yeah, that's cool.
That is, yeah, that's fantastic, man. Thank you.
See, good touch.
Send the Eagles to us. And we'll show you how you get along. That's it. We'll go golfing.
Yes, we do.
Trey and I will bounce after seven holes, but we'll go golfing.
That's all right.
We'll
go golfing.
Gabby, we'll meet you at the bar.
We have no problem going to the bar.
You talk about the chemistry on this team for the Eagles. Carson deliberately, after the focusing on Zach Ertz too much report, was switched first by Josina Anderson. Then the rest of the season goes by. Joe Santoliquido has a story with players in the locker room saying that Carson's the problem. And then you have a story that comes out by Tim McManus earlier this year talking about a similar thing. Then you have a story come out from Jeff McClain about Carson's relations in the locker room and how that's an issue, or how it was an issue, and how he's making a more concerted effort to make sure he takes his teammates out to dinner and he hangs out with these guys and he shows love to everyone. He actually doesn't push people aside and is trying to be a really good leader in that locker room. And then this comes out today. Like, while you're watching this offense sputter, and by the way, now going into Dallas once again in a huge game, not just some divisional game, but for first place in prime time, and you got to worry about turmoil again in the locker room. Like, I don't know what they have to do. Carson, to me, for the most part this season, has looked good. You talk about a couple of his receivers making some catches for him that were right there, and you're talking about a much different story for this season.
Yeah.
But the drama in the locker room is something we could do without before we go into Dallas. This is something that just, it really does irk me, because it looks like Carson has made that effort to be a better leader. And that's something that I don't think everyone comes in. I don't think everyone who is a leader is either born a leader or they're not.
Yeah.
It's one thing to try to then maybe make adjustments to yourself to accommodate everybody else in the room just to make it more of a cohesive unit. That's it. I'm not saying he's going out there to kiss ass or anything like that, or be fake or fraudulent. I'm saying that if you're in a spot like a quarterback in the NFL where you need to be a leader, I don't think that it's something that you're necessarily born into. The best leaders are born leaders, I think.
Yeah.
But there are people that are, they might not be that type of person.
Right.
But I know I'm self-aware enough to know that I still have to be a leader. People have to have confidence in me to lead them down the field and lead an offense, right? And this makes you think, oh, well, maybe he's not inspiring that confidence to everybody else. When he, to me, on this offense, is not necessarily the biggest problem.
No, and like, who could be doing this? It can't be a defensive player, you wouldn't think, because then it's meet mirror, dude.
Yeah, right.
Because you guys suck this year. Mm-hmm. So it can't be a defensive. It's an offensive player. I mean, you know, Josina Anderson, we've all made the correlation. Everybody has Josina Anderson, Alshon Jeffrey. Could it be that? Well, what's his complaint? Check down?
I don't know.
He's getting looked at as much as he ever has, and he's not, as you said, Mark, he's averaging the fewest yards per reception as he has in his career. Somebody else? I mean, Nelson Agholor, something like that? And here's the thing that also makes this so stupid. Did you not just see what happened to somebody who said something stupid to the media on your team? A fringe player said something really stupid and got cut. What if this is a fringe player? And it gets back to who said it.
And that's why he's burying his own name. He's like,
you're just basically asking yourself to be lit on fire.
I guarantee this isn't a fringe player.
Yeah, probably not.
No, this isn't a fringe player, because if it was a fringe player, they'd be stupid enough to go ahead and put their name behind it. But this is someone that's extremely important in this offense. Someone that y'all probably have a jersey of. But you know what I'm saying? But it's someone that is coward, though. That they don't just step up and say, yeah, I said it. I'm the one that said, especially at this point in the season, be that cat. If you're going to go and say something like that to a reporter, then be man enough to say, hey, you know what? It was me. Put your name on it.
When I saw check, just the word check, I originally thought, well, what was the big problem? Well, one of the big problems in the game against the Vikings was that he did, and we've been talking about this all week, and I'm sorry, but this brings us back to it. When he says check down, mm-hmm. I thought, does he mean check out? When whoever said this from the Eagles locker room, does he mean check out? And when I hear check out, I think of the play with Eric Kendricks drifting over to Alshon Jeffrey, where he got tackled like almost right at the line of scrimmage. And I'm thinking, well, is it Alshon saying this because he knows that play wasn't going to work? And when he was looking at Carson and he snapped the ball, did he think to himself, oh my God, he's actually going to run this play? Like that, I want the Alshon again. And Jamie, your theory, and this is all speculative, this is all speculation, just speculation, but your theory is that Josina and Alshon are besties, yeah. And he feeds her information.
But the more the comments came out yesterday, I shifted the offensive line. And I don't know why a wide receiver would be complaining about the things that are the complaints here. Like he throws the ball downfield too much?
Yeah, but well, obviously he doesn't.
So why would a wide receiver have any problem with that? I think that the people that have something to lose here by Carson holding on to the ball too long are the offensive linemen because it makes their life more difficult. So if they feel as though they're not being properly represented in talks, in discussions, as not being in an elite group, I think they go, they look at the tape and they go, well, we're elite if he gets rid of the ball a second and a half quicker.
Okay.
Like,
hold on.
But if you're checking down, real quick, if you're checking down.
Wait, what are you eating? What do you have to do?
He brought pumpkin muffins for everyone.
Pumpkin muffins from Wawa. This is my first time having one.
Is it good? Is it better than the lemon one that you brought us?
It's right up there with it.
Wow.
It's pumpkin muffin. It's absolutely delicious.
Are you a pumpkin guy? Are you a big
never? I'm not a pumpkin guy.
Really?
Yeah, but
so yes, why? What's bringing this season. Up?
Tis the season.
What is inspiring? I don't understand. So you're well, inspired
know,
by the
know,
season?
You know, Wawa has different muffins that they put out seasonally.
I did not know this.
Oh, yes.
I knew they had muffins. I didn't know it was a seasonal thing.
Oh, yeah, it's a seasonal thing. Some of the specialty ones. You know, you had the orange, and then you had the lemon.
Uh-huh.
Then you had the orange. Right now, we have the pumpkin spice.
That looks good. It does look good.
It is delicious. You should try one.
I like.
And then that's why I bought a couple.
I'll be in at the break.
A couple. There's like two dozen.
Yeah. And then they have like they come out with a red velvet at some point. You know, but right now, the pumpkin red is velvet. The season, and it is absolutely delicious.
Red velvet. With the icing in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe if Carson just brought his teammates some muffins, there wouldn't be a problem.
Bring some muffins in.
Trey, I would never throw you under the bus. I have to bring some muffins.
I have to bring in muffins. How can you talk bad about someone after bringing muffins?
You can't. You literally can't.
Generally speaking, I'm not a pumpkin guy.
Everybody loves muffins, though.
Here we go. I'll tell you, damn.
Yeah.
Bob, have you sampled?
I will. I will.
Yeah, man. Hey, why?
Were you about to say you were on a diet or something? What the hell was that?
No, I don't know. I was going to say I try not to eat during the show, but that would be a complete lie. I chow down every day around 7:30.
Yeah, that is delicious. Yeah. Uh-huh. If you hear Bob just kind of zone out for like 2 minutes around 7:30.
It's usually food.
It's usually food. Breakfast is gone. But like, what is the next step for Carson?
Bring in muffins.
Like...
I mean, it's easy to take him out to steak dinner once, you know, before the season starts. Who's to say he's making that same effort in season?
What are you doing? I hear you. What do you have to do?
I don't need you to be my bestie.
Well, apparently,
I don't need you to tuck me in at night and read me bedtime stories. Right, man? What the hell are we doing?
Apparently, some sensitive Sallys in that locker room do.
And then you want him to wait? He already took you to dinner. What you want to go to the strip club? How many of y'all going to Bible study with him? Who's coming with me to Bible study? Come on, who's coming with me?
He took us to dinner, but he was on his phone the whole time. Like that kind of thing. Is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Then maybe he does need to come in with some Wawa muffins. Maybe that's what needs to happen. Either that or throw a touchdown to every single offensive player, including offensive linemen against the Cowboys. We wouldn't mind that, right? Mm. That's 10 touchdowns, right? No, he's got to throw one to himself. 11 touchdowns right there. Come on. I'm saying offensive linemen line up in the tight end position, bada boop, bada beep, and everybody's happy.
Everybody takes turn being the tight end.
Exactly.
All right.
It's like that time you're beating up on that, like the worst team in the league, you know, when you're a kid, and it's like, all right. Everyone get 5 touches before you're... Everyone's got to touch the basketball, Bob, before you shoot. One of those deals?
5 passes.
Maybe that's what he's got to do. But I'm sick of it. If you have a problem with your quarterback, especially if you are a more veteran player, then you go talk to your quarterback. My gut just tells me... I look at Alshon. If it's Josina Anderson, if it's a situation where he's calling out a play that you should have checked out of. See, check down doesn't make any sense. Check out makes more sense.
Yeah.
So did something get mixed up here? Did something get lost in translation?
I mean, what's a check down in this offense when all your passes are 10 to 15
exactly.
yards?
Exactly.
They already played a handoff.
Yeah.
Your check down is a handoff.
So what was
a running back?
Miles Sanders.
That jerk.
You rookie.
You Nittany Lion rookie. But I don't want to talk about
drama in the locker room on Cowboy Week. Yes.
Speaking of Nittany Lions, we used to have a tight end back in the day.
Yes.
That was from Penn State.
Shuler?
I'm not sure what his name is. I can't remember his name. I just remember he had like.
Did Mike Bartram go to Penn State?
No, that wasn't Mike Bartram. It was another tight end.
Oh, Jeff Thompson or something?
I'm not sure what his name is, but all I remember is that he had like a little Nittany Lion paw in his lower back.
Mike Gesicki? No, he's current. I don't know. On his lower back, like a tramp stamp?
Yeah.
Might as well be a bullseye.
Man, you know, when we started talking Penn State, I'm like, why? It made me think of, like, I remember this cat had a Nittany Lion paw.
Why tramp stamp it?
Yeah, in his lower back. Why in the middle of his lower back.
Get it on your shoulder or something.
Not sure.
See, that's something.
That's a very weird place to get it.
That's very weird.
Like, he might have a belly ring. I don't know.
We've certainly covered a lot in this opening segment.
I don't know why that came to me right there.
You know what?
I guess.
Well, now when you said Penn State, it just made me like, I remember, dang, he had a Nittany Lion paw print in the center of his lower back.
Tony Stewart!
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Tony Stewart.
Fifth round, 147th pick in 2001.
And he had a tramp stamp.
So word association is, I say Penn State, you go tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp. Yeah. Nittany Lion paw print.
Well, okay.
In the center of his lower back.
I get what a tramp stamp is.
I'm just saying.
It's very weird.
I can't recover from a tramp stamp. I don't know. Hey, Joe Girardi might be the next manager of the
Phillies.
That's
cool. I'm all right with that.
I think we're all okay with that.
I'm good with that.
All right,
doesn't have a tramp stamp.
Bobby. Yeah.
So when this all came out, and I'm thinking about it all last night, this one overriding.
Were you talking it over with Donna?
No.
Was it hot and steamy?
I had the temperature up to 82.
There you go.
This overriding feeling kept coming on me, and I wanted to try to shove it away, but I can't. Was 2017 really just lightning in a bottle? Talk about window of opportunities, multiple Super Bowls, this, that, and the other. One of the overriding themes of that season was, what a great locker room. The best locker room. It's us against the world. They don't even have us, meaning them, anymore together.
It was a great locker room then at the time.
Yeah. I'm really thinking that 2017 might have just been lightning in a bottle.
You could just tell, like, the chemistry within the group, how everybody supported each other's whatever they were doing.
Yeah.
You know, it just seemed like it was a tighter vibe within that locker room. And then now it's just everybody's, hey, I want to go run to this reporter and bitch and moan.
Yeah. I can't help but think, but I hate that this even entered my head.
Mm.
The Nick Foles shrine entered my head.
Yeah.
Really with Chris Long and...
I know, but there was just something that they really seemed to rally around that dude. And I'm not saying anything other than that. I'm not saying that Nick Foles should have stayed. God, no. I love Carson Wentz.
No.
But, like, that stuff starts to, like, when you hear this Mean Girl stuff coming out now 2 years in a row about Carson, and you go to the polar opposite with the way they kind of treated Foles, it entered my head.
Because
that's all I'll say.
That is a Richard move. We never really dove into that, but that is really a Richard move by Chris Long. If you really dive deep, say, like, your quarterback got hurt, and you built a shrine to the backup, okay, that's professing your love to the backup. We didn't dive into how much of a stab in the back it is to your starter, or maybe didn't dive into, wow, do these guys just really not like the starter? Now it's starting to make you wonder.
See, I just took it for what I thought it was, which was a joke.
Exactly.
It was a joke. But
now down the road, you start looking back.
It was kind of tongue in cheek.
I thought Chris Long was poking fun at us. Like the
maybe a little bit.
Holier than thou, Nick Foles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Probably more what you're saying, but the fact that they did rally so much, like, they love that dude.
Well, he did win.
Yeah, I mean, that helps.
But the other part of it is, remember Chris Maragos in line at the NovaCare complex at lunch, and he had the Nick Foles, Carson Wentz stepbrothers sweatshirt on? Yeah. Did that stuff really get to Carson? Was that really them elevating Nick Foles to the status of holier than thou?
I mean,
Carson, and then getting to Carson, had and then he took it out on his teammates?
One, he had a woogie breakout on his neck. And two, he addressed it at the end of the year.
Definitely a woogie breakout.
Yeah, and two, he gave it credence by addressing it at the end of the year.
Uh-huh. Wait, gave credence to what?
Just that, you know, he's basically Joe's story last year.
Oh, yeah. They called the five or six reporters into the room at the NovaCare complex, and they got to ask him about his relations in the locker room in terms of like how he getting along with his teammates. Mm-hmm. He goes, well, yeah, I guess I got to be a better leader. I guess I was too focused on getting better with my injury where I didn't allow enough people in. You know, he excluded people. I mean, was it Tim? I think it was Tim McManus's story where he highlighted the argument between Darren Sproles and Carson Wentz. That it wasn't a heated confrontation, but it was at least something worth raising your eyebrows over if you were another member of that locker room. Where Darren Sproles said, hey, look, in 2017, we're both hurt. Stop hanging your head. We both can still help this team. And Jalen Mills, even, we talked to Jalen Mills the other day, and he said that when he was out, he could still help his teammates by trying to coach up other players and just try to be motivating, and Unlin try to keep him up to date on everything else, and those two would talk about the defense. There was a lot that went into this thing when it came to guys being injured and still being able to help their team. Maybe Carson was a guy that didn't do that, and maybe whether it was guys coming into the locker room, whether it was the reporters going in there and asking about the Philly Voice story, maybe that was something that caught his attention. And he went, all right, now I got to be a better leader. Well, whatever that is, apparently that's not working again because somebody thinks he's checking down or checking out of plays too much. I don't know.
Well, Lane Johnson was yelling at the coach to run the ball a couple weeks ago.
So that's your offensive lineman? That's what you're thinking?
I something tells me the offensive line's not happy.
Who cares?
I hear you. I'm not saying they're justified, but this is all very weird.
I'll tell you what, if I'm Carson Wentz and I'm waking up today, I'm like, what the hell do I have to do?
I walk in the locker room and say,
I don't know what to do anymore.
Who's got a problem? Let's go talk it out like that.
I totally agree with you.
I think that's the best thing he can do.
I agree. And it shouldn't even come to that. He shouldn't have to do that. It should be the guy saying, hey, Carson, let's go talk. I'm the one having a problem. Mm. But now he's got to address it.
All right, we got Charles, we got Abdul, we got Troy. We'll go to you guys coming up in a minute here. We'll get your theories and what you think of all this. This fine football Friday on The Fanatic is brought to you by Rosenbaum Injury Law. For the power of justice, accidents, malpractice, nursing home abuse, remember Rosenbaum. Over two decades helping our community. And Sam, real quick, let's throw it out here. What is our Twitter poll today?
Our Twitter poll is brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows, plus make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. This morning we asked, will the Eagles beat the Cowboys on Sunday night? We have just under 600 votes. 74% say yes.
They'll win. 74% say they're confident they're going to win. Okay. I need a side poll. All right. I need some sort of side poll as to whether or not people think the locker room respects Carson Wentz.
Ooh.
That's what I want to know from people. Do they get the vibe as outsiders? Outsiders looking in, does the locker room respect Carson Wentz? We'll delve into that as well as the show goes on today. And you know what we're going to do? We're a little X's and O's football today because there's a game Sunday.
Please.
So we'll get into that and why we think hopefully the Cowboys will lose to the Eagles on Sunday. Time of the Fanatic, 624.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Like the weeks through the season, these are the birds of our lives.
That's what it feels like. There's a soap opera going on right now in the Eagles locker room when they should be focused on the Cowboys, who, by the way, are pretty banged up. People want to talk about how banged up the Eagles are. And the Cowboys are a little banged up, too. You can take advantage of them just like you can take advantage of you. And you want to have a banged up secondary? Even if Jalen Mills comes back, endurance-wise, I don't think he's going to be ready to play for an extended period of time. He's going to want to, but you're still going to see Sidney Jones. You're still going to see your other guys out there, Rasul Douglas, for instance. But Randall Cobb's been hurt. Mari Cooper, according to Adam Schefter, who talked to us on Wednesday, he doesn't feel like he's going to play in this game. So there's a lot of things going on in this game that benefit the Eagles. And instead, we got to talk about the leadership of Carson Wentz. Let's get Charles up here in Easton. Charles, what's on your mind today?
Mark, what's on my mind is this Friday. I was looking forward to the weekend, and now I hear all this garbage.
It is garbage.
It's infuriating. It's cowardly. Who in the world thinks that they're playing good enough to call out another individual on this team? Any individual, let alone the leader and basically the best player on this team. Carson Wentz is the least of my concerns right now. I mean, you could look at the receivers, the cornerbacks, the linebackers who can't cover, the offensive line that has not been the best offensive line in the league like we expected. You know, if I'm Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson, I'm getting to the bottom of this and possibly making a personnel move.
Wow.
Whoa. Okay, so if it's whoever it is, you're just saying, all right, you're out. You're going Zach Brown on him, and you're just releasing him.
I can't do that with Lane Johnson, but basically anyone else, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll tell you who else I can't do
Alshon
it with.
Alshon Jeffrey?
I can't do it with Alshon Jeffrey either.
Yeah.
If it's Alshon, I would hope that he'd have enough gall to go up to the guy himself and just be like, dude, you need to get it together. Like, I know you don't have the best supporting cast in the world, but as of right now, we need to make sure that we're giving you as much help as possible so you can help us as well.
You should be willing to make that call on anybody that's on that team, because you know that whoever is saying that something like that, they're not a team player.
And
they don't deserve to be on the squad.
Mm-hmm. Just talk it out like men. And here's my last point. Mark, you kind of said this. Okay, the comment was, even Peyton Manning knows how to check down. What? Peyton Manning is universally regarded as basically the brightest quarterback to ever play the game. That's like saying even Albert Einstein knew his times table. Like, what the hell does that even mean?
Charles, that's awesome.
Phenomenal, Charles.
Multiplication.
Absolutely. You know what, Charles? That's a great. Do you like Halloween, Charles?
Hell yeah.
You know what? You're our first caller of the day. We're giving you a pair of passes to go enjoy Halloween. How about that?
All right,
here you go. Guys. Absolutely. It's Bates Motel tickets. And that's what our man Charles has just won. Bates Motel tickets in Glen Mills, the number one rated haunted attraction in America. It's designed to scare you, and it will. Get discounted coupons at participating Dunkin' Donuts locations at thebatesmotel.com. And this is also what you can enjoy there. A nice little hayride for Harvest Hayride this fall. Start your new family tradition and visit Harvest Hayride, a kid-friendly fall festival with pumpkin patches, corn maze, corn cannons, petting zoo as well. Info at harvesthayride.com, or also just go into Glen Mills itself in Pennsylvania.
You know what's a phenomenal fall item? A little hot cider.
Yeah, I'm out.
Cider?
No. Yeah, but it has to be hot.
Does it have alcohol in it?
It should.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm in.
I'll tell you right now, the three biggest fights I have with Toots, right? With Mama Toots.
She wants to go to the pick apples.
She loves the fall stuff, right. And I just like want to sit home and watch football.
Yeah.
All right? The other part of it is, the other thing is the temperature gauge in the car. But fortunately, in our new Nissan Murano from Concordville Nissan, we have the separate heating things.
Dual temperature zones.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, wait, what's your gripe about it? Did she likes it at a different temp than you? Or?
I never turn off the air conditioning.
Yeah, I always ride the air conditioning.
You go in my car right now, it's like 60 degrees. Like,
I always keep mine at the same temperature.
Yeah.
You know what it is. But go ahead.
82. Yeah.
No.
16.
Ah, excuse me. And then she likes going and spending all day at the beach in the summer. And I'm like, I'm good for after an hour.
Yeah, you're weird that way.
Yeah, I am. I understand this.
Yeah, I'll take her side on that.
Abdul in Overbrook here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up there, Abdul?
Hey, what's going on, gang? How we doing this morning?
Good,
what's
man. Up, fantastic.
Hey, first of all, I want to say, unfortunately, this is happening on Cowboys Week, but I've been banging my head against the wall trying to figure out the mole, and I think I figured out who it is, and Trey, you're not going to like it, but I think it's your boy, JP. And let me explain why.
Why do you think JP?
Okay, first of all, let me explain why. So, JP, if we look at him right now, he quietly, a few years ago, threw his new skin in the bus when he got hurt. Just a few weeks ago, he chewed Aguilar out on the sideline for dropping a pass, as he should, and now he's hurt again. And I can't see it being Alshon because he's getting all the passes. And when you say check down, if your guy just get rid of the ball, I'm not getting hurt and I'm not coming out the game all the time. If you just take what's there, I'm able to stay on this field. And what do you know? JP got hurt this week. He's out for a few weeks. And right now, knowing that it's his last couple, maybe season, he's like, listen, man, if you just keep me in the game, I'm trying to win this bowl. But he's a little ornery right now. That's the only thing I can think of. I know it's not nobody on the defense because, like Bob said, here's Steve Mira. so can't nobody say nothing on that side of the ball. But I kind of think, and when I think of Josina Anderson, she seemed like she's cool with the brothers. So I want to.
She does seem like she's cool with the brothers.
I want to say it's Lane, Kelsey, or say a model. And right now, Ed Brooks is doing his thing. He's playing good, and JP is the one in and out the game. So he's like, man, if your tape was there, it was manageable. I'm not getting hurt constantly. That's the only thing I can think of if this is a true story.
All right, Abdul, let me there's the devil's advocate here, because I don't know. It could be Jason Peters. Look, we're spitballing in here. But Jason Peters, to me, as you mentioned, called out Nelson Agholor right on the sideline to his face.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think JP gives a you-know-what to go up to another player and say something. Like, I don't think he cares. Like, he's going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. But then he got hurt. He didn't touch anybody on those plays that he got hurt.
And they were run plays where he got hurt.
They were run plays.
Yeah, I just think, you know, that he's going up to that guy. Yeah, I think he's going up to that guy if he has a problem and he's saying something.
Yeah.
I don't think Jason Peters is like, let me go through Josina Anderson to get my feelings out in the locker room.
I don't know.
Oh, you think
I don't put it through it, but right now I'm looking at everybody. Hey, right now, I'm side down to everybody. The only person I'm not looking at is Carson. That would be weird.
A guy, Kyle Corford, tweets in during the break.
What was the name?
Kyle Corford.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think it's his real name, but maybe Kyle is.
All right.
He says, are we kind of skimming over an obvious one here? Could it be Zach Brown?
Oh, for being released?
Yeah, little sour apples.
I don't think it could, because as a reporter, could Jacina say an Eagles player said it? Wouldn't she have to state that it was a former Eagle?
Probably.
Huh. It came out on Monday when he was still an Eagle.
Sam. And that just made up for the gifts.
Thanks, buddy.
The only reason I would say no is because the report came out on Wednesday. And Zach Brown was released, what, Monday?
Monday night, yeah.
And
evening.
I think all this was in the same conversation. Like, without further ado, coming up in a minute, we'll let you hear in its entirety Josina Anderson's comments that she made on NFL Live yesterday, what we're talking about today. And by the way, let's go Eagles, because they should beat the Cowboys, because it is Cowboys week.
They're going to beat the Cowboys.
They're going to beat the Cowboys.
Yes.
Yeah, let's hope so, because if they don't, the world will
feel
burn.
Feel it in my plums.
Feel it. Hot, steamy. Let the boy watch.
610-632-0975. 610-632.
Like I watch my daddy.
Trey, we have people telling you that you're looking dapper today.
Oh, thank you.
He is.
Yeah, that's what people are telling you on Twitch.
Trey
right
always
now.
Looks dapper, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
The hat usually matches the outfit. Yeah. Everything always goes.
He knows what he's doing. All right, we got Troy Scott.
Coordinate.
Oh, and we also have Ron Jaworski coming up at 7 o'clock. And
tell him this is me. He doesn't care about the Mean Girl stuff.
Dear Ron, please help us. 610-632-0975. Time of the Fanatic is 6:42.
Farzetta and Trey in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
First and foremost, let me just tell you that this fine 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by none other than United Rentals Power and HVAC. For all your power generation and HVAC rentals in the tri-state area, visit UnitedRentals.com. Coming up will be about 8 minutes. We'll be joined by Ron Jaworski at 7 o'clock here on 97.5, The Fanatic. Without further ado, here it is. Josina Anderson yesterday on NFL Live and the poop storm that she started?
Poop star.
Here she is yesterday.
Poop fest.
Okay, let's talk some Philly here. What's this team saying about some of the struggles they've had? They've had injuries, but what have they been telling you?
Well, with the team being 3-3, obviously the Eagles source also talked to me about how they feel like that offense is functioning. One of the things that they said is we need to make bleep simpler. Okay, sometimes we just need to handle what is manageable. They said even Peyton Manning knew when to check it down.
When to check it down. I mean, what's the check down in this offense?
Okay, so I asked you this because I just wanted to make sure I wasn't I was trying to make it simpler for myself. Before the show, I said, well, what's the difference between a check down and a check out? Like, check out is you check out of a play.
Yeah, you
audible. Like, he should have done. Right, audible. Check down is, you said, what, the shortest route, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's what I thought it was.
Your
so
heart
not,
read.
I'm not, okay, yeah, I'm not crazy here. But I always thought check down was when something wasn't opened, you know, farther down the what do you call it, farther away from the line of scrimmage, farther downfield. So you check down to a running back or a tight end or someone that might be closer to the line of scrimmage. So, I've known that my whole life, so I wasn't, not crazy here. But to say check down doesn't make any sense in this offense, mm-hmm. which is why I think he's talking about checking out of a play, not checking down. Something I think got lost in translation there.
And if it's check out of a play, what's the most recent play in our minds that they should have checked out of?
Eric Kendrick shading over to Alshon Jeffery.
Who caught that pass?
That was Alshon Jeffery.
Mm-hmm.
2 and 2 are now together.
But if Bill Strobel, our buddy, tweets in and says, and it's a fair point, if I'm Alshon and I hear everybody saying it's Alshon and I didn't do it, I'm addressing it.
Yeah.
Mm. Because I don't want my name getting dragged through the mud here if I'm not it.
Did blame go on Alshon? I'm asking
most,
you. That,
most people have alluding drawn to? The parallel between Alshon and Josina's existing relationship.
No, I know. I mean the play. Oh, wait. What are you saying
now? It went to Alshon.
Yeah, it went to Alshon. Are you blame? Wait.
No, I'm saying if Alshon isn't the guy, right. And a lot of fans and people talking are saying, oh, well, it's Alshon. And if I'm Alshon and I get wind of that, then I'm addressing it via the media and going, yeah, no, I'm not that guy.
Or at least tweeting it.
Yeah, or tweeting it.
Yeah,
good point.
If he's going to tweet us to keep that same energy.
Yeah.
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Because I wouldn't want people saying that, you know, about me, so I would address it.
Who is that, Bill, putting that out there?
Yeah.
Good hustle, Bill. Let's get to Troy in Maryland. What's going on, Troy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yo.
For taking my call. Listen, before I heard her the report, I thought that, okay, maybe it could have been taken out of context. You know how sometimes you might hear something, and they being reporters, if they hear something, they want to go ahead and kind of make a little bit more than what it is. You know, Trey wouldn't got muffins in day, and he could have been out there talking to somebody saying, hey, I got to get muffins for the guy. And I could have took it like, dang, he sound a little big outrage because he got to get muffins for the guy. You know? But my whole thing.
He got a whole half dozen.
Dang, why you get a whole half dozen? You know, he
couldn't even get a whole dozen.
What a jerk.
You know? Yeah, what a jerk. You know? But my thing about it, too, is, and it could have been, you know, just look at the tapes. The tapes don't lie. You know? Statistics don't lie. At the end of the day, okay, it might not have been one game where he could have checked down a couple of times. Maybe through the seven games that has six games that has been played, there was, you know, two or three plays where it's like, dang, he could have checked out of that. And it could have been a simple comment where it was like, she asked him a question, and it's like, yeah, we got to cut back on that kind of stuff. You know, he needs to check up out of it. And then if it's true, it's true. You know, and at the end of the day, he made the points himself last year. Hey, yeah, I can be a little bit kind of, you know, open with the guys. You know, like Sproles went to him. Hey, guy, pick your chin up. We both hurt. Let's go ahead and make this thing happen. We can't sit here and kind of pacify Wentz for being the quarterback. Hey, take it on the chin. If it's right, then it's right. If it's wrong, then they're going to stand up for him. At the end of the day, Eagles going to do what they need to do. They got a good coach. I believe Doug Peterson still got control of the locker room, and they're going to go ahead and make things happen. Just like last year when they said Alshon Jeffery wasn't getting the ball, but then what started happening? Alshon Jeffery started getting the ball, things start happening. So if this is a turnaround for us to go ahead for him to say, okay, check down, and he started checking down, and we started moving the chains, and that started going ahead to get the ball out of his hand, keeping the defense fresh, keeping the offense, the opponent's offense off the field. Hey, I'm all with it. The only thing that matters is we get the W.
And I hope they get the. Go ahead, Troy. I'll let you finish.
With that being said, let's go, baby.
There we go.
All day.
Thank you for getting that in, my friend. I appreciate it. I don't know, man. Nobody knows who it is. We have our speculation, but I got the sense that Carson took responsibility for himself.
That's all we talked about coming into this year. Met with the guys, hit it head on.
Yeah,
I know what was said, and you know what? After self-reflection, they're right. I could be a better leader. I do need to open up more. I do. You know, he hit it head on. I don't know. And look, I am not a Carson apologist, but I call it like I see it, and I just see him as doing what was asked of him in a better way. Now, Sam might be onto something. Because I hadn't heard the I had read what Josina said, but I didn't hear it. She says Eagles source. Now, does she qualify it earlier, by saying an Eagles, I talked to an Eagles player, and this Eagles source? Or did she just say Eagles source? Because if she said Eagles source, it very well could be Zach Brown.
But the sense I got from watching it was that she was talking about the same person that she got the little tip from about Jalen Ramsey.
Okay, and she did say Eagles player in that one.
She did in that one said Eagles player.
Okay. Because Zach Brown kind of got dragged through the mud a little bit on his way out that, you know, it came out that he wasn't buying into what the Eagles do.
Right.
Yeah.
And if I'm Zach Brown, I'm going, I didn't buy in.
From the looks of it.
Yeah, screw you. Nobody likes your quarterback.
from the looks of it, it seemed like... Zach Brown did fit in with what the Eagles do, which is not stop offenses. He fit in rather well, actually. Scott and Barrington. Scott, are you buying into this locker room drama?
Nope. I'm just buying and getting that W.
There you go. They got injured corners down there in Dallas, just like we have injured corners. We got guys coming off the mend. They got a banged up offensive line. So do we. You know, it's a level playing field.
Hey, how did your boy say? We were talking about the game. We talking about practice,
damn
not
right.
the game.
Yeah.
But
talking about drama.
Pretty much. Gentlemen of the jury, what's happening back there?
Good, man.
Oh, we good.
Address you guys. Two questions. Let me ask you guys, and Brother Trey, I'm going to pick your brain, if I may, before I hang up. Of course, you guys can answer this one. It seems kind of dead. Why? Because our record is the same as there, or maybe because of the injury. I'm hyped up, but I've been on the train and buses all week. It just seems dead, fellas. Can you maybe answer me which one of those it might be in your eyes?
What, injuries or what?
Or because of our record, we have the same record as the Cowboys.
I think if anything's got...
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.